All righty. Well, welcome to tonight's call. We now have the call being recorded. So welcome, everyone. My name is Haley Mermelstein. If you're new to the call, we have a monthly call the last Sunday of every month. And the call is about a half an hour long, sometimes a little longer. And the format will be that we'll start with an opening meditation for the purpose of helping us all get centered and begin to come into a deeper alignment so that then when we do the group healing, it can go even deeper for everyone. Let's see if I have anything else to say. I think that's it. I think we're going to just jump right in. You can find a comfortable spot to sit. You can meditate. You can lay down if you like, whatever is comfortable for you. And just be open to receiving the healing energy that will be coming through throughout the course of this phone call tonight. So thanks again for joining me, and I think we'll jump right in. I'm going to have you begin by bringing your attention to your heart chakra, the center of your chest. You can breathe in and breathe out through the center of your chest. Breathing into the heart chakra and exhaling out the heart chakra. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I love and accept myself. I love and accept myself. And it's interesting to think about what healing might happen in our bodies and in our life if we were to truly love and accept ourselves, accept our strengths, accept our weaknesses, learn to love ourselves, kind of warts and all. And so it's good to affirm, I love and accept myself. I love and accept myself. I accept that I have strengths, and I accept that I have weaknesses. I accept that I, like everyone else, am learning and growing. I love and accept myself. I love and accept myself. I love and I accept others. I love and I accept others. Everyone is learning. Everyone is growing. Everyone makes mistakes. And I accept this process and I offer my love. The heart chakra is meant to radiate light and love, like the sun radiates light and love. In the chakra system, it's the third eye that is the discriminator. So our third eye will advise us how to relate. Some people we may need to love from afar. Other people we can love up close. So the heart loves and the third eye guides us in right relationship. So I love and I accept myself. And I love and accept others. And what healing would happen in your body if you were filled with love and acceptance as you went through your day? And I ask this to you, and I ask it to myself as well. This is something we can all work on. I love and accept myself, and I love and I accept others. And acceptance isn't the same as passivity. When we deeply embrace what is, the first step is to deeply embrace what is, and then we can ask, given what is, what am I to do? But the first step is to love and accept ourselves and others. Feel your heart chakra opening and softening. Feel yourself being filled with love and acceptance. Just a plate of love and acceptance all around. Moving to the throat chakra, the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am learning and growing, and everyone is learning and growing. I am learning and growing, and everyone is learning and growing. We are all in this together. No one is exempt. The earth is a school. We've come to grow. We've come to learn. Everyone we're relating with is also in a process of growth and learning. I am growing and learning, and everyone is growing and learning. Moving to the third eye, the discriminator in the chakra system. I am wise. I am wise. I am a wise decision maker. I am discerning. I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities. Crown chakra. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. I am devoted to serving the oneness in all that I think, all that I say, and all that I do. I am devoted to offering my full contribution. I am devoted to doing what's best for the oneness. It's good to remember that at the deepest level, we're in consensus. Our personalities may disagree, but if we were to all go to a deep place within ourselves, we would be in consensus, for what is best for one is what is right for the whole. And so do not seek to please the personality. Instead, seek to please the spiritual level and seek to do what is best for all concerned. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion, and my devotion draws powerful beings of light to my side. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. I ask, how may I serve today? How may I offer my contribution today? And we can offer our contribution no matter where we're at or what we're doing. We can offer our contribution when we're in the grocery store with a kind smile or a kind word, or when we're home with our families, or when we're at work. I am filled with devotion. I am filled with devotion. I'd like you to imagine now that you're in space. And I'd like you to begin to become aware of all the empty space all around you in space, feeling and experiencing all the empty space around you. Becoming aware of the empty space above the top of your head. All that space above the top of your head. All that space around you in space. Allowing your consciousness to expand. Becoming pure consciousness, pure awareness now. Allowing the body to fall away. Merging now with the all that is, merging with the oneness, merging with infinite wisdom, infinite love, infinite acceptance, merging with infinite abundance, merging with infinite power. I expand into the oneness now. I connect with my expanded self. I connect with the all that is. We are one. We are one. Continuing to feel and become aware of all that space around you in space. Connecting with your expansive self, with that part of you that is infinite, vast, eternal, wise, powerful, abundant, and free. Sit in the vastness now of who you really are, taking this time to connect with your expansive self, your expanded self. Feeling the vastness of who you really are. I am spirit. I am eternal. I am vast. I am infinite. And I am one with all of life. Let's take a moment and sit in this vastness now. Remembering who you truly are. You are a being of great light, having a human experience. You are filled with greatness, for you are spirit and filled with divinity. And you are human and you are learning. Both are true. As you remember the truth of who you are, you will bring more of your greatness forward in your everyday life. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am unlimited. I am unlimited. I am vast. I am eternal. And I am filled with humility. I am enough as I am. I am enough. Sit in your greatness now. Sit in the vastness of who you truly are. And as you sit in that energy, I'm going to do a healing for the group. I'm going to be doing a Tungren chakra balancing for the group. I'm going to do my best to read the collective energy and do a healing. I'm going to be tapping with my Tungren hammer on the Tungren doll. I'll be tapping on each of the seven chakras. And as I tap, I'll be flooding the chakras with healing energy. This will help to release any blockages that are holding you back, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I think that's it. You don't have to do anything except be open and receptive. If you have any interesting experiences as a result of this call and you'd like to email me after, sometime during the week, feel free to let me know. I like to hear what your experience was with the call. And I think I'll just jump right in. And we're going to start at the crown chakra. And the first affirmation is, I let go and I trust the process of life. I let go and I trust the process of life. And whatever fears may be arising for you during this time, you can practice surrendering and letting go and putting those fears into the hands of spirit. I let go, I let go, I let go. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. I let go and I trust the process of life. I trust that all of life is conspiring in my favor. I trust that spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I trust spirit is working with my loved ones to manifest what they need. I trust that I will be guided. I trust that I will know when to step forward and when to step back. I trust, I trust, I trust. Today, still working on the crown chakra, we'll move to a different affirmation. And the one that's coming now is, today is a day of miracles. Today is a day of healing. Today is a day of divine restoration. Today is a day of divine intervention. Today is a day of synchronicities. Today is a day of new opportunities. Today is a day of healing. Today is a day of healing of my physical body. Today is a day of healing of my relationships. Today is a day of healing. Today is a day of unexpected gifts and opportunities. Today is a day of light. Today is a day of miracles. Today I am blessed. Today I am prosperous. Today abundance fills my world. Today is a day of healing. Today is a day of healing. Third eye. Today I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities. Throat chakra. I am fully expressive. I express myself fully and genuinely. I am genuine. I am myself. I am genuine. I am myself. Heart chakra. I am love, and love is all around me.
I am love, and love is all around me. All the love that I give out into the universe comes back to me multiplied. I give and I receive love with ease. I am love, and love is all around me. Solar plexus. I am filled with deep appreciation. I appreciate all that I have. I appreciate all that I have, and my deep appreciation acts as a magnet, drawing even more into my life. And take some time. Actually, let's do this now. Let's all take a moment. I was going to suggest you do this tonight, but we can just do it now. Take a moment and reflect on your day today and think about three things that you appreciate about your day today. And just mentally reflect on these for a moment. I was just reading an article that they did a study, and people who wrote down every night three things they were appreciative of, their level of happiness, like over a course of 2 or 3 months, went up significantly compared to people who didn't do this in the study. So worthy endeavor to just take some time every night, have a little journal or write it down in a file on your computer, three or four things that you appreciate about your day. So I'll give us a moment to reflect on that. And I feel like saying mine out loud for some reason. So I appreciate that I went for a great swim today over at Puffer's Pond, and the water was beautiful and cold and made me feel really alive. I appreciate that I had a Tai Chi class this morning and that I've been learning Tai Chi. And I appreciate being on this call with all of you. And it's a chance for me to remember who I really am and help us all, hopefully, to remember who we are and to join together and pull in a really powerful energy for healing for all of us. So I am filled with appreciation for all of you for being on the call tonight. And then the identity chakra. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I need no validation. I know who I am, and spirit knows who I am. I know who I am, and I know what to do. I know who I am. Base chakra. I am filled with humility. I am enough as I am. I am a learner. I'm learning and I'm growing. I am filled with humility. I am filled with humility. And if you're feeling insecure, it can be really helpful to remember that you're filled with humility and that you're enough. Whatever your simple contribution is, whatever it is you're doing, just reminding yourself of your humility can help antidote feelings of insecurity. And kidney one, for peace. Let's sit for a moment and let's first remember our humility, that we are filled with humility, that we're human, we're learning, we're growing, we're doing the best we can. I am filled with humility. I am filled with deep, deep humility. And we are filled with humility, and we are also filled with greatness. We are spirit, and we are filled with divinity, and great light, and great wisdom, and great capacity. And so this time, we'll affirm, I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. And take a moment to connect with your greatness now, that there is a place of great light that lies within you. There is a place of great wisdom that lies within you, great love, great power, great confidence, great strength. As you remember the truth of who you are, you help to bring it forward more and more. So take a moment now to connect with the great light that you are. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with humility and I am filled with greatness. Both are true. I am filled with humility and I am filled with greatness. If you're feeling insecure, you can start with the humility when you're working on your own and then add in the greatness. I am filled with humility and I am filled with greatness. And now I'm going to send light to the group. You can sit in this alignment and open to receive. And I'm going to be bringing in celestial light that will contribute, help, will assist in healing the body, the mind, the emotions, and the soul. And gold light is the color of the enlightened individual. It's filled with wisdom, compassion, love, confidence, strength, sensitivity, emotional balance. And so this light will bring you whatever it is you need tonight. If you need more confidence, the light will fill you with confidence. If you need more compassion towards yourself, the light will fill you with compassion. If you need greater acceptance, the light will fill you with acceptance. So open to receive now and allow the light to bring you whatever it is you need this evening. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to receive. I am open to receive. Imagine now that you're being showered with a golden light. The gold light is shining down upon you. That all your cells are being immersed in the light. Your vibration is becoming more elevated. The light is awakening the best that lies within you, helping you to feel strong in the face of your fears, helping you to offer love in the face of hatred, or offering love in the face of imbalance, assisting you in stepping into your confidence in a deeper way, assisting you in healing your body, your mind, and your soul. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I walk in light. I am a being of great light. I am open to the light. All of life is conspiring in my favor. All of life is conspiring in my favor. All of life is conspiring in my favor. Feel the light pouring into your body now. Elevating your consciousness, raising awareness, and helping you to bring your best self forward more and more. Let's just sit in this energy for a moment. While you're sitting in the light, a couple of details are coming to mind. Again, if you'd like to email me to let me know about your experience on the call tonight, I'm always happy to hear how it's going for you. We have a subscription service where you can sign up if you like to receive the recordings. It's $9.99 a month, and you would have access to, I think there's at least 13 or 14 calls and all of the recordings, including tonight's recording. And you can cancel at any time. And otherwise, you may want to sit in the light and the healing energy that's been generated. You can listen to this call throughout the month if you order it, and allow the energy to continue to work on you. I think that's it for the announcements. If you're not on my email list, make sure to get on my email list. You can go to the website www.trcbhealing.com and subscribe to the email list so that you'll be updated on whatever events we have going on here. Otherwise, I want to wish you a wonderful week ahead. Again, you may want to just sit for a little bit in the healing energy that's been generated. And we will meet again at the end of June. So thank you for joining us on our call this evening, and I will look forward to joining with you again next month. Have a good month, everybody.